He said, "I am a great stir, a stallion, a bloke. There's nothing I like better than giving girlies a good poke. I eat curry and drink lager, hate sissy things like art. I like football, porn and violence, I curse and bolt and fart." She said, "I want a strong man who will dominate and rule me. Not some weepy new age worse, that caring doesn't fool me." He told her, "I ain't woofed this too, I think they should be shot. So you're the kind of girl for me, I fancy you a lot." They went to his apartment, she gazed in adoration. How coolly reality can shatter expectation. For when she tried to be affectionate and placed his hand upon her thigh, he said, "You're just a cheap slut," and gave her a black eye. But still she thought she loved him. She loved his greasy, unwashed hair, powerfully muscled shoulders, and distressed underwear. She told him, "I'm your woman, I'll do anything you ask." He replied, "I want a woman who can be one of the lads." So she dressed in jeans and t-shirt, but still it was not enough. He told her that mascara makes you look just like a puff. She said, "I am your woman, please fill me every night." So he took her to his local pub and filled her up with pints. She said, "Let's go out dancing." He said, "You'll make me look a fool." So she followed him to the pub again and learned how to play pool. Finally he was pleased with her. She had put aside her girly past, and he thought that she was learning to be a bloke at last. She begged him, "Please make love to me, our sex life is a farce." So he bent her across the table and screwed her boyish arse.